Hallelujah. Very, very quickly within the time we have, which is one reason why we have 8 hours next Sunday, we shall look at enemies of the life of character. Enemies of the lifestyle of character. Our objective is to understand those factors that hinder the life of godly character. There are so many people who want to live and please God with their lives. 1 Timothy chapter 4 and in verse 12. He said, let no man despise your youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word, in lifestyle, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. Be an example of the believers. Many people want to live and please God with their lives and live the life of character. But there are many hindrances that stop people. We'll X-ray about 4 of them in this service and 4 in the next service. Number one is the wrong association. The wrong association. There is nothing that corrupts character like company. Character can be corrupted by company, and character can also be corrected by company. Character can be corrupted by bad company, and it can be corrected by good company. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 33, the Bible says, be not deceived, evil communications, they corrupt good manners. A good person can become a bad person because of association. A good person, that's the meaning of that statement. You may be very, very good until you run into a terrible person. And when we talk about terrible person, it's not necessarily terrible person in the world. You can run into a terrible person right in the church. Character can be corrected by good company and corrupted by bad company. In Proverbs 13 and in verse 20, the Bible said, he that walketh with the wise shall be wise, the companion of fools shall be destroyed. Psalm 1 verse 1. He said, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners. This man is careful about his company. He doesn't sit in the seat of the scornful. He's not following the counsel of the ungodly. He's not standing in the way of sinners. He's not sitting in the seat of the scornful. He said, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and his law doth he meditate day and night. Let me tell you the effect of company. Have you ever come to the point where somebody has made you to hate somebody that never offended you? Hello? I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. This person has never wronged you in his life, but another person claimed they wronged them. Or maybe never wronged them, but maybe they claim something and poured venom into your heart until when you see the person coming, you take another way. You can't grieve that person anymore. Your behavior is totally corrupted because of a wrong company. Many of us are in error because of company. Somebody talked you out of church work. Somebody taught you out of tithing and giving. Somebody taught you out of submission to authority. See, all of us are priests. Nobody is superior to another. Company. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? You are not careful about your destiny until you are careful about your company. It is at the junction that road divides. Anybody who is trying to corrupt your principle is not good enough for you. When you hear them once, you hear them twice, and you see the content of their communication, take off and run for your life. There are some who can teach you how to beat your wife. Oh, yes. There are those who can teach you how to rebel against your husband. Many people are not victims. They are not bad people. They are only victims of the bad company. Not that they are bad people themselves. They just made themselves available. And bad people talk bad things to them. Presented bad pictures to them. That is, they behaved in such a bad way that this person, and that's going to lead me to point number two. They behave in such a bad way that this person wants to copy their behavior. This is one major challenge. The youth of our generation learn smoking by the bad company. One of my classmates nearly taught me how to smoke in Form 5 secondary school almost 40 years ago. I was trying to, and then he couldn't. I didn't know the technology of bringing it out through the nose. And it was trying to choke me. It was the first and the last attempt. But that friend became my first convert in 1986. Became a missionary. He's a missionary till today. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? So just be very, very careful with company. Most youth today are victims. All the vices, all the drug addictions and things is a product of bad company. The wrong association is number one. Number two is comparison with others. Comparison with others. When you compare yourself with others, you are likely to err from the truth. Comparison with others. In 2 Corinthians chapter 10 and in verse 12, 2 Corinthians chapter 10 and in verse 12, the Bible says, "For we dare not to make ourselves of the number or compare ourselves with some that commend themselves. But they, measuring themselves by themselves and comparing themselves among themselves, are not wise." What do I mean? Let me not behave as if I am the only staff in this office. Everybody is coming late. Why should I come early? Especially when they begin to mock you. Everybody is moving out with a boss or something to get promoted. And they are looking at you and saying, "Why are you still like that?" Joseph, in Genesis 37 verse 2, he brought the evil report of his brethren to his father, which means he refused to compare himself with them. Everybody is doing it, does not mean you do it. David decided not to compare himself with his brothers. In 1 Samuel chapter 16 and in verse 11, when they were looking for the children of Jesse, all of them were at home except Joseph, who was in the bush. Listen to me. It is better to take a stand for good, even if you have to stand alone. Even if you have to stand alone. Joseph stood alone. David stood alone. Everybody was in the bush, was at home. Only he was in the bush. Do you understand what I'm talking about? For example, you may be a highly disciplined person until you see some people who are careless and compromising. Then you relax your discipline and begin to corrupt your character. You are very faithful to church and faithful to church work and faithful to your departmental assignment. Until you began to see those who were in church before you not taking anything serious. I just said something to those who are in church for a long time.
until you begin to see some of them. Oh, do you want to carry this thing on your head? We have been here before you came. Calm down. That's the voice of the devil. Raw devil speaking. Because if Jesus can tell Satan, Peter, get thee behind me, Satan. He wasn't saying, get thee behind me, Peter. He said, get thee behind me, Satan. That is at a point, Satan and Peter became one. Oh, yes. At a point, Satan was equal to Peter. When he said, get thee behind me, he was talking to Peter. He said, get thee behind me, Satan. At that moment, there was no difference between Peter and Satan. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? Don't compare yourself with nobody. We only met in this world. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? Your destiny is not the same as the destiny of another. And your reward in eternity is not dependent on what somebody is behaving. If we compare ourselves with others, we won't be doing what we are doing. Why are you stressing yourself with all this midnight prayer, with all this from one country to another, from one village to another? Why are you bothered about the situation of the country? Why don't you just relax and watch everything like everybody? Just be watching like everybody and just calm down and relax. Preach one nice service. Why are you talking of 5 hours, 3 hours in God's presence? To do 10 points after 40 minutes and then share the grace and go. Everybody should go and solve their problem at home. Do you understand? And if you want to compare yourself with many people, there are things you are doing that they will think you are doing too much. Don't kill yourself. But it's not so. When we stand before God, we are not going to be giving account of other people's lives. We are going to be giving account for our own lives. Lift up your right hand and say, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I refuse to compare myself with any other person. I compare myself with the standard of God's word for me, in the name of Jesus. Comparison with others. Number three is lack of love for both God and man. Lack of love for both God and man. Don't forget this, I'm about to say. Loveless hearts are behind sinful lives. Loveless hearts are behind sinful lives. When the heart is bankrupt of love for God, I preach some of these things in the midweek service in another way. You can listen to that. When the heart is bankrupt of love for God, bankrupt of love for man, living sinfully is not hard. Mark chapter 12, verse 29 to verse 31. When one of the scribes asked Jesus, what is the greatest commandment? He answered him and said, the first of all the commandments is, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one law. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. And the second is like, namely this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than this. You love your neighbor as yourself. Is love God and love your neighbor. You don't need to remember the commandments. If you love God and you love your neighbor, you don't need to remember the commandments. You will live out the commandments naturally because you want to please God at all costs, and you want to please, you don't want to give God pain at all costs, and you don't want to hurt your neighbor at any cost. So you live out the commandments naturally. Romans 13 and verse 8 to 10. We might not be able to go through that, but you note it down. Matthew chapter 7 and in verse 12. He said, what things soever you want men to do to you, do to them. For this is the law and the prophets. One prayer we can pray is, Lord, saturate my heart with your love. Saturate my heart with love. Help me to love like you. Help me to love the lack of love, both for God and man. And finally, for this service, is lack of the fear of God. When the fear of God is lacking, character is bankrupt. Job chapter 1 and in verse 1, the Bible talked about Job, who was a man who feared God and eschewed evil. He feared God and eschewed evil, and he was upright. He was upright and perfect because he feared God. Proverbs chapter 8 verse 13, he said, the fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride, arrogance, and the evil way do I hate. Genesis 42, 18, Joseph said, I fear God, I fear God, I fear God, I fear God, I fear God. The fear of God is the bedrock of godly character, bedrock. Anyone who reverences God, who has a healthy reverence for God, healthy respect for God, will be established and founded on godly character. Where people don't fear God, anything happens, anything can go. That is the secret of killers. That is the secret of failing a student when they passed. No fear of God. Because they didn't do either, they didn't pay money for a handout or didn't do something. They were failed deliberately. Because the fear of God is absent. Not knowing that one day that man will stand before God to account for why he was able to subvert a man in his course. He said to subvert a man in his course, Lamentation 3:34 to 37. I'll stop there. He said to turn aside the right of a man, to crush under his feet all the prisoners of the earth, to turn aside the right of a man before the face of the Most High, to subvert a man in his course, the Lord approveth not. That is, a man is moving like this and you just move him aside. He deserves to go this way and you move him aside this way. The Lord approveth not. Who is he that saith and it cometh to pass when the Lord commanded it not? Beloved, brothers and sisters, these four things, if we avoid them, we'll walk in the life of character. The wrong association, comparison with others, lack of love for both God and man, lack of the fear of God. In the second service, we'll be looking at things like societal influence, the lack of self-control, and others. Please endeavor to pick up the message of the second service so that you can have a complete briefing for today. What is our counsel? Number one, avoid all hindrances to godly living. Avoid them. Avoid them. Avoid them. Avoid them. Avoid them. Second thing, he told us already in 1 Timothy 4 and in verse 12 that we should be examples of the believer. Number two, always receive the help of God to do the thing that is right. Receive help. It is a conscious effort to ask for the help of God. Now, why do I say so? Look at the connection between Hebrews chapter 4 verse 15 and Hebrews chapter 4 verse 16. Receive the help of God to do the thing that is right. He said, for we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmity, so he can be touched. But he was in all points tempted like we are tempted, but he was without sin. Wow. But for us, where we are not even tempted, we are with sin. So what do we do? Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Lord, I come to the throne of grace to apply for help, to apply for mercy, to apply for grace, to live and do the right thing. And I see grace coming for somebody. If you're that one, say amen. Lift your hands up and let's pray that prayer. Let's pray that prayer. Say, Father, thank you for your word. Can you stand up on your feet and let's say it? Say, Father. Louder, say, Father, thank you for your word to me today. For the next 30 seconds, say, Father. Louder, say, Father.
I thank you for your word
to me today.
I come to the throne of grace
as I apply
for the grace
to do the right thing,
to live in the right way.
I receive it, Lord,
in the name of Jesus.
Go ahead, open your mouth and speak to God.
Let us see Cretezina Galayata Sonari Galarazani Catozene Mimarana Galayate Satofina Galaradasi Lerata Sete Ferona Gadisali Paranaga Hosali La Parata Sedo Varanaga Hatasalida. I receive your grace to do the right thing. Blessed be your name, honor to your name, adoration to your name. Thank you, Master, in Jesus' precious name.